Shalom, welcome to Tanakh Study. This is Alex Israel from Alon Shvut. And this week we're going to talk about Parshat Behar, B'chukotai, and in particular the brachot, the blessings of Parshat B'chukotai, which are quite exceptional. We read there, chapter 26, in B'chukotai Teilechu, if you follow my laws, Vet Mitzvotai Tishmeru, and keep my mitzvot. And then there's a whole beautiful list of blessings. I will give your rain in its season, and the land will give its produce. V'natati gishmechem be'itam, v'natnah ha'aretz yivula ve'etz ha'sadeh yitim peryo. And we have this notion of agricultural bounty. V'achaltem lachmchem lasova. You will eat your bread and you will be satisfied. V'yishavtem lavetach ba'artzachem. You'll be secure in your land. V'natati shalom ba'aretz. There'll be peace in the land. V'shchavtem ve'im macharid, you won't be scared. V'hishbati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz, wild animals will be excised from the land. V'cherev lo ta'avor ba'artzachem. What more can a country want? To have bounty, to have peace, no fear. More than that, we continue and talk about faniti alechem. God says, I'll turn to you. I'll make you numerous. We come to higher levels at the end where we talk about establishing the covenant. I'll put my sanctuary amongst you. I will walk amongst you. I'll be your God. You'll be my people. What a beautiful set of blessings if we keep the Torah. So really this is an exceptional list. At one level, of course, there is nothing supernatural in this list. And in this regard, since we are meant to be talking about Nachmanides, the Ramban, I want to this week contrast the Ramban with Maimonides, the Rambam. When the Rambam talks about even the most special times, the Rambam sees things in a very rational way, Maimonides, and he refuses to see any sort of change in nature. For example, when the Rambam talks about even the Yomot HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, in actually the last chapter of Mishneh Torah, he says, Al yaleh al hadat sheb'yomot HaMashiach kibatel davar minhago shel olam. Don't think that in the time of the Messiah, any of the laws of nature will change. Or there won't be any change, he says, in Ma'aseh Bereshit, in the state of nature. But the world will continue, and he says, and when it says that the wolf will lie down with the lamb, or, you know, the lion with the gedi, or namerim gedi yirbats, he says all that means is that the nations, it's a metaphor. It doesn't mean the wolf will lie down with the lamb, but it means that the enemies of Israel will make peace with Israel themselves, and nothing will change. Likewise, the Rambam is, we all know the Rambam was a physician, and the Rambam was shocked at anybody who suggested that one should live one's life not in the style of medicine. And when there's a discussion of King Hezekiah, King Chizkiyahu, and that King Chizkiyahu, says the Talmud, hid something which was called, or got rid of something which was called the Sefer Refuot, the Rambam, and people suggest that possibly he did away with an almanac of medicine so that people would rely more on God. The Rambam is completely outraged. And he says, how stupid is this argument and how deluded. It would describe to Chizkiyahu and the sages who supported his efforts something that one should only attribute to the most basest of the common people. According to their confused and ridiculous reasoning, if a person is hungry and decides to eat some bread, and then is healed from that great sickness of hunger, would we say that he's lost his faith in God? Only fools would say that. For just as I thank God when I eat the food that he provides for me to relieve my hunger and sustains and preserves me, of course I will also thank him for providing me with a remedy which heals sickness. End of quote. That's from his commentary to the Mishnah. And the Rambam, as we say, thinks that even in the most ideal times, the world will not change. Animals will still attack each other. You won't have any wolves sitting down next to lambs. Those wolves will still attack the lamb. And likewise, we should still be going to doctors, and we should still be involved in the practice of medicine, because that is how Hashem, just as much as we have to eat, we get sick and we have to be healed by medical practitioners. So that's all the Rambam with his straightforward rationalistic view. And now, yeah, what a contrast. We're going to talk about Nachmanides and the Ramban, because the Ramban in this week's parasha reads these blessings on a almost supernatural plane. He doesn't think that these blessings, as we read them before, blessings of peace, security, there won't be wild animals in the country, etc. He sees them on a whole different level. For example, when we talk about the wild animals, he says, according to one interpretation, he says there's a machloket tanaim here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it says, and I will remove wild animals from the land, he says, according to the Peshat, that means that wild animals won't come close to our centers of civilization, because since the land will be so plentiful and the population will expand, as we all know, once civilization, you know, pushed back the frontier of the wild, so tigers and lions and bears won't come into civilized areas, to inhabited areas. And that's the opinion, he says, of Rabbi Yehuda. But then he brings an alternative opinion, the Ramban, and he says, Valdat Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, and this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he says, Mashbitan shelo yizoku. It doesn't mean in the verse, Vishpati chayaram in aretz, that I will get rid of wild animals. It means I will get rid of the wildness of the animals from the land. Ki tiyeh eretz Yisrael beit kiyum hamitzvot, kasher haya ha'olam mitchilato kodem cheto shel adam rishon. Because Eretz Yisrael, when we all do mitzvot, will be like Gan Eden before the sin of Adam HaRishon. No animal and no insect will kill a human being. As it says in the Talmud, in Brachot, page 33, Daf Lamed Gimel, it is not the snake which kills, but it is sin which kills. And now he quotes precisely the verses which the Rambam understood as a metaphor, but the Rambam understands them literally, where it says, in Yishayahu v'shi'asha yonek al chor paten, and the child will play next to the hole of the viper, etc., etc., he says, because the wild nature of animals will completely cease from them, lo yeh teref b'chayot tara'ot, rap mipnei cheto shel adam. It's only because we sin, that's why we experience death and desolation. The Ramban continues with this theme later on, where he mentions that Elo habrachot sheb'parsha hazot hem klaliot ba'am. The blessings in this parsha are all collective. Avehem biyot kol amenu kulam tzadikim. We're talking about im b'chukotai telechu, if you go in my laws. It is when the whole nation is holy, they're all righteous, and that's why he says, v'nana ha'aretz yivula, v'natati, v'yashavtem levetach ba'aretzachem, shalom ba'aretz, lo ta'avor ba'aretzachem. It's the land, it's talking about the collective. And he explains, and I'll read in English, v'haklal, the main rule here, he says, is that when Israel are whole, and on there and keeping the mitzvot, nature will not apply to them at all. not physically, not in their land, not collectively, and not about individuals, as it says that God will bless their bread and their water and will remove all manner of sickness from them until they will not need a doctor and they will not need to follow the laws of medicine at all, as it says, Ki ani Hashem Rofecha, I am God who heals you. And this is the power of Tzaddikim, just like King Hezekiah, who do not go to doctors, but instead they go and speak to the prophet. And he says, and why would somebody who can appeal to the prophet go to a doctor? What do doctors know? All they know is how to give you correct nutrition and how to solve all sorts of problems. But the implication is that the prophets can really talk about the spiritual causes of sickness. Now here we're seeing a whole mystical overview of the Ramban, overlay of the Ramban, where the Ramban is almost willing to sort of give up on the world we know. He's already said that we're going back to the level of Gan Eden. This is reflected also in the phrase which Rashi says, V'hithalachti b'tochachem, atayel imachem k'gan Eden. God's presence will be like in the Garden of Eden. And the Ramban is almost assuming that we can live on some sort of higher spiritual level where our misfortune is mapped because of our sins, and that if we want something goes wrong like sickness, we don't go to a doctor, we don't look for the physical reasons, we look for the spiritual reasons. Now I have to say that the Ramban does backtrack at the end of the comment and says, well, if some people want to go to a doctor, they can, and that's why we say v'rapo yirapo, that there is a mitzvah to heal, that there is reshut l'rofe l'rapot, that the doctor has permission to heal people. Which type of people? People who seek out medicine. In other words, some people seek out medicine and they want to go the rational route. But there are some people, and specifically this is said about the nation, in a time of national beatitude, in a time of national perfection, where we will live on this spiritual plane, which will be, you know, above, it'll be above the normal. Animals won't be like animalistic, and sicknesses will be solved by spiritual means. Now, I don't quite know what to make of all of this. This is a sort of a mystical view. But the Ramban is sort of suggesting that when we reach an era in which Am Yisrael will be in their land, and they will be keeping the mitzvot, they have the potential to almost emerge beyond, to reach beyond the physical, and live on an entirely different plane of existence. And that certainly is food for thought. And I'll leave you with that food for thought. And we can meet up again next week. Thank you for listening.